All right, welcome back. We have Winky, and she's going to talk to us about white as a medium, going from blank, white to blank, right?
Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit about your research and what you've been doing?
So actually, I'm not talking about white. It's more about blank. And blank, it seems like nothing, but it doesn't mean nothing. Sometimes blank can also provide the contents in the various contents. And information is everywhere. Whatever you pass through the high street, walk into the subway station, those advertised poster and billboard we saw is carrying meaningful information like color, words, and image. So one day when I go to the Camden Town Station and go to school, as usual, and I saw the blank billboard. So that's really made my curious about, is that blank also, is that white, and blank also carries some information? And every surface in the city is covered with a message, and our lives revolve around this information. Sometimes it's quite annoying. So I think on the contrary, is that has another way to communication. So I choose white to as my starting point to talk about it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I saw a blank billboard in the tube station once, and I was like, oh, I wonder what's going on there. So
actually, it's an electronic billboard.
Oh, yeah. So it's totally different. Yeah. Mine was like the poster one. Okay. all right, so, you know, I guess we want to kind of talk about why did you choose white and not like something like black or gray or whatever, and how do you define blank?
Yeah, so the black, gray, or any colors can also mean blank state. But white, I think, is a default standard of some object, like the paper, or the digital screen, and something else. So as a graphic designer, paper is the most common media we will use, and also the screen. So when the paper is in the blank state, it is white. So I'm interested in the medium and wondering how can empty blank also carry the information to communicate. So when the content seems nothingness, can they still provide any context? And call me one poster from Muji by Ken Yokohara. That one is called the Horizon series. He take a several photo from the what looks like a very empty horizon and just put the four words Muji on it and nothing.
Oh, yeah.
So it's very I have a very deep memory about that one.
So even though it was just almost blank, you know? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, almost blank, but not white.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So.
Okay. And then can you kind of give us a definition of blank? Your definition.
My definition of blank. at first, blank doesn't mean white.
Right.
I think blank is like a structures or the feeling about it. And it just like still left something on it, and it's like a container. You can look at that, and you can go to your own understanding about it. It's like a ball.
Okay, yeah, I like
it's
that.
Not, it's not full.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like this.
It's like full of air or something, but not full of stuff, right? Okay. So when we had our symposium, you had a video as part of your experiment.
Yes.
And can you tell us why you chose and what the role is of the video and why you chose to do it?
Okay, because I think when blank means nothingness, it's a way of lack of information. And as we know, the normal presentation symposium, they will have the visual one, like a slide, and also the audio one, the people with speech, or even more sensorious experience, like to tasting something or touching something. So I want to let the audience to experience with white more than I just talk about what is white and what is blank. So I use the IELTS listening test as a format to give the worksheet for the test, and as well as I designed the slide almost white. It's a way of the information, and it's like force the audience to do the answer sheet. That is a way to get information, not just use the visual one.
Well, plus that answer sheet was kind of blank before people filled it in, right?
Yeah, but I cannot make the answer sheet just blank. It's like, I didn't talk about anything.
The questions were left, or the answers were left blank, right?
Yes,
so then
yes,
that was kind
yes.
of another state
yes,
of your...
Yes, yes. And also I used the Zoom film by the Nanjing Pike as the video to present what is blank and lack of information, because we know that that video is nothing.
Right.
Yes.
Sure.
A little bit creepy.
It wasn't nothing. It was just, it was kind of a backdrop to start
yeah.
with. So like you were talking about the container
mm-hmm.
and how you were using it as the container and
yes.
then you filled it with your presentation.
Yes,
right?
It is.
So white is a really open concept, or
yes.
this, you know, blankness is a really open concept.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on your next step? How can you move forward?
I'm still struggling with it, to be honest. I'm still
Fair
struggling
enough,
with
I
this.
Mean, we all are, I think.
Yes, and I know why it's so open, but it's also empty vital concept. It provides a place to let the audience to go through their thinking when they saw the object. So for my next steps, I will build up more specific and more tangible idea of blank, and maybe document a ton of example of things that I think is qualified as a blank and photograph them.
Mm-hmm.
With a snapshot or something. But I think you feel
physicality of blank.
Yes, but I'm still struggling with it. I know
mm-hmm.
it's so open. But I'm very interested about this scene.
Yeah.
And I will fighting and carry on it.
So do you think it'll be... I mean, I know we're all at this stage right now where we really have no idea what we're doing, honestly. We're kind of in a
yeah.
in a state where we're, like, hoping to get somewhere.
Well, in the universe.
Sure. But, I mean, I guess I'm interested by this idea of having a physical blankness. How do you, as a moment now,
mm-hmm.
you think that might work? Like, if you were going to have, I don't know, just show one thing, you're saying physical objects.
Actually, I'm finding the moment that I feel blank.
Oh, okay.
For example.
Wow. Yeah.
For example, like the meditation and you're thinking.
Oh. Can you meditate?
No.
I can't either, so I was going to be really impressed if you could.
and the second one, I think all the guys will feel that just after the calm, and you will have the moment that you, oh. That
winky.
Moment, that moment is also blank.
It's blank.
Yes.
It's as blank as you can be. I think that's probably accurate with human.
But so sad, I'm not a man, so I cannot experience that.
Well, you can experience your own. Oh,
yes.
That's so funny.
So I just want to find the blank moment in my life and maybe document that. And after that, I will visualize them.
Okay. That sounds really... I'm really excited. And so kind of on this idea, does that mean that you either put nothing in your drawer? What did you
put in? Of course, I cannot put nothing.
Of course not. So
if I put nothing, draw will come to what are you doing here?
It's blank. It could be anything.
Hello, every audience. Now, let's do experience the blank now. Nothing.
So what did you put in your drawer then?
I just put all the process that's the reference, like the reference, and also my research paper. and
yeah.
also the process log. And some,
oh, okay.
something I made, like the small vouchers, I just block all the information
oh.
from it. And the last one is the worksheet from the symposium
oh,
I collected
okay.
and
yeah.
I just put it inside.
Nice, nice. That sounds really... I'm really excited to see how you can visualize your own feelings of blankness.
But I think it's definitely not blank. Or just white, or just
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah. No, I think it's actually really good to have this conversation. I definitely understand it a bit more.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Do you have any closing remarks you'd like to say?
No, I just hope everyone just enjoys our work in progress shows. It's a very nice major and with lots of amazing people. Please don't go away. Just wait for 5 minutes. They will still have another one.
You're so right. Don't go away.
Don't go away, please.
All right. Well, thank you for talking to us.
Okay. Thank you. See you guys.
Oh, and next we're going to have Moon, and she'll be talking about the frame, reflexive and reciprocal. I can't say that word. Reciprocal. Anyway, the frame.
The frame.